There are 7.5 billion people in this world, driving over 1.5 billion vehicles. 363 million of those vehicles are commercial. These vehicles are transporting people, goods, and services that all do their part to keep the world in motion. From the most populous of places on Earth to the most remote places only accessible during the right conditions. It is not often that we realize how much everyone and everything is constantly in motion until it stops. When it stops, that is where we come in. To grab, pull, push, winch, hoist, jump, unstick, unlock, or just plain maneuver you out of the mess you found yourself in. Some would call us drivers, operators, first responders, or essential workers. But I like to think of us as heroes from the ditch.
I'd like for you to take a moment to reflect on the early days of your towing and recovery career. Think about moments in times past when you arrived at a scene and saw what seemed to be an impossible task. Maybe it was the scene of a traffic collision where the cars and trucks were a mangled mess of steel. Possibly it was a heavily loaded commercial vehicle that was turned over and far from the roadway. It could have been your very first transport job, late at night, on your own, with nobody else there to assist you. Now, consider how the same job would look today after you've gained knowledge and experience. It almost seems smaller, doesn't it? I think about dealing with new gadgets in my life and how they appear more complex and confusing during the first attempts to use them. A new mobile phone is a great example. So navigating through the unfamiliar screens, finding the apps and widgets that aren't where they used to be, learning a new operating system and remembering passwords, well, that leaves me feeling frustrated. All of this newness is a challenge to adapt to and turn the cell phone into something useful, more than an expensive device, through which I can immerse myself into a digital world where I throw birds at pig houses and watch the TikTok. Once I've gotten the hang of the phone, I have a mental roadmap of how to access its functions, use all the applications, and it doesn't seem confusing anymore. Towing and recovery scenes can include the same types of challenges. One of the things that attracts folks like us to this job is the newness of every opportunity. No two jobs are the same. There's something that makes it more challenging, more interesting, and often more dangerous than the last one. So whether you're a brand new operator or a seasoned veteran of the towing industry, I invite you to go with me on a journey that uses a disciplined approach to scene management as a roadmap to success. A core component of RecMaster's instruction is what we call the scene discipline. Any institution of higher learning can't be taken seriously until they incorporate some acronyms into their teaching, right? Well, here's the one from RecMaster. The word scene is composed of the five steps for managing new, complex, difficult, or challenging events that you may encounter. The S stands for survey. This is where you gather all the information that you will need to achieve success. The C represents calculate. Well, anybody that knows anything about RecMaster knows that there's going to be a little math involved. We use the information gathered in the survey to make calculations. Those calculations reveal the forces involved while achieving success. The E is the first letter of the word explain. This is where you give a verbal account of your proposed actions to others who have a vested interest in the outcome of the situation. The N requires that we check the no's. No, this isn't your schnoz. A no is something that could jeopardize the success of the mission. It is during this phase that an operator will revisit the plan and ensure that a positive outcome will be achieved. Finally, we've arrived at the last letter of scene. The letter E. Execute is the term used to describe the confidence which accompanies you as you stand at the controls of your vehicle, engage the winch, a boom, or a bed, and see the plan unfold as you wrote it or visualized it in your mind. Incorporating scene into every job you tackle from now on will transform something that was once confusing, complex, or cumbersome into a safer, more manageable incident with a higher probability of success. So, for this and the next 4 episodes, you and I will take a journey together, discussing what has been a career-changing learning experience for me. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark were commissioned in 1804 by U.S. President Thomas Jefferson to venture westward and establish trade routes and to give an account of what lay in wait for future settlers of the Louisiana Purchase. The Great American Experiment was well underway, and Americans were eager to push out of the original eastern states to see what future and fortune was possible out in the wild and untamed frontier of America. Lewis and Clark were veterans of the military. They were tough and seasoned men. They didn't just pack a duffel and head out west. They planned, prepared, and executed their mission to forge a path from the eastern United States all the way to the Northwest Territories, which is present-day Oregon and Washington State. They navigated difficult terrain. They crossed rivers and mountains. They learned to communicate with the indigenous people of the plains and wilderness, all of this while trekking westward, gathering information that they would deliver back to the president. Their journey served as a survey of this great new prospect. They gathered data, observed the terrain and conditions. They interacted with others who lived off of the land and held spiritual title to its fruits. Lewis and Clark filled their journals and minds with the sights and sounds of this grand new wilderness that was the theater for their course of discovery. When I recount experiences from my past, I get a small glimpse of what these two men of great historical significance must have felt as they set upon their grand and imposing task. Being solely responsible for the successful recovery of an overturned tractor and trailer is a far cry from trekking thousands of miles across uncharted wilderness. But my memories include feelings of inadequacy and intimidation that were brought on by an overturned casualty laying before me and my team. I can recall late, cold, and slushy nights on the highway shoulder, me trying to figure out how to safely hook to a tractor and trailer, how to get the brakes to release and remove its drive shaft. My lack of planning was evident on several occasions where small details were missed, resulting in more effort or damage in the end. If not due to a lack of experience, then definitely a lack of planning. Situations that are new, complex or difficult, present challenges that can make many operators wish they could trade places with William and Meriwether. The S in scene, you will recall, stands for the word survey. This is exactly what Lewis and Clark were conducting prior to the great American mass push westward. They gained as much information as they could ahead of the larger initiative to support the new and developing country. In our jobs as towing and recovery professionals, a disciplined approach to each dispatch will help ensure success. The survey begins the moment a call for service is answered by your company's office staff. You may not be personally responsible for this, the first survey, but it must happen so that the operator receives the information needed to achieve success. A competent dispatcher is a vital asset to any towing and recovery company. The dispatcher's talents are thankless, and they often go unnoticed until something goes wrong. Sadly, they're the first to get grief from clients and operators when the wrong location is relayed or less than adequate information about the type of vehicle they're servicing is collected. Towing companies should invest in the development and success of their dispatchers. I hope that this simple time of reflection and teaching can be a first step for many of you womaning or manning the phones on the front lines of tow businesses toward a more rewarding career. You are an integral part of the scene discipline. Just by how they answer the phone, the dispatcher or call taker sets the tone for how a client is going to receive service from your company. You don't want to give the potential loyal client the impression that you expected their call to be the most recent in a series of disturbances from bots or telemarketers. Instead, greet them warmly, professionally, and concisely. An example of this is, "Thank you for calling Recmaster. My name is Casey. How may I help you?" This greeting only takes 4 seconds. But when uttered clearly and warmly, the caller's impression is that you take your job seriously. You aren't burdened by their causing your phone to ring, and that you empathize with their situation by stating that you are ready to help them. Setting the stage for the remaining steps of the scene discipline is the responsibility of the dispatcher. It is here that he or she begins to gather all the information necessary to get an operator on the way to assist the client. The dispatcher should always have a method for note-taking available to them. A standardized form with a list of questions to answer about the specifics of the job is very helpful. But don't immediately begin rattling off this series of questions to the caller. While it may take a few extra moments, be patient and allow the client to share the details of their situation with you. Keep in mind that in a lot of cases, the client may be calling a towing company for their very first time. They don't know the process, and they're unfamiliar with how a tow business operates. Be mindful of this, and give them a moment to vent about their situation without interrupting them. Mentally prepare yourself to listen carefully, intently, and be quick to write down the time of the call and, most importantly, the caller's name. As you listen carefully to the account of their needs, take notes on the particulars of what they're saying. If you listen carefully and work quickly, you can glean from their words the location at which the service will be delivered, the type of vehicle or casualty your operator will be dealing with, and get a general understanding of why your service is needed. In many cases, there will be extra information that isn't pertinent to the service you'll be delivering, but that's for you to judge. In time, you'll learn what's needed and what isn't. Once there is a pause in the dialogue, take the opportunity to command the conversation in a respectful and empathetic way. Refer to the customer by name. Restate what information you've already been given to confirm its accuracy. Then work your way to the end of your list of necessary questions. Ask the caller for a callback phone number. This is also a great time to ask for their email address if you bill or update electronically. In the case of recovery or incident management work, the dispatcher must work quickly to learn the nature and severity of the incident. Additionally, it's a good time to recognize that the caller may be a 911 dispatcher who is getting spotty information at best from police or fire personnel who themselves are just arriving at the incident. But the basics must be gathered. They consist of location, type of vehicle or vehicles, and their weights. Also, are they on their wheels? Are they on or off the roadway? Ask if there needs to be any special considerations with accessing the scene. Often, major traffic incidents will congest the surrounding streets and roads, causing difficulties in getting towing and recovery equipment to the scene. Finally, ask the 911 dispatcher who is in command of the emergency scene, because this is who towing and recovery operators should report to upon arrival. Now back to the private account caller. Confirm the type of vehicle you're servicing and its physical location. A client who's just passing through and is broken down on the roadside may not be familiar with where they are or how to tell you how to get there. Remember, they're not locals like you or me. Dispatchers should become familiar with various brands of cell phones to better guide their client in the necessary steps so that they can send their location as a text message or an attachment to an email. This can take the hassle out of searching for them between interstate exits and mileposts. Many times, a caller can't give you the year, make, or model of their car or truck. A dispatcher should know that they can ask them to open the driver's door and find the VIN tag. It will include some very helpful information about the vehicle, including its year, make, and model. This data will equip the towing and recovery operator with the baseline information they need to tow or transport that vehicle. Ask the caller if they or anyone else will be with the vehicle when help arrives. If so, how many people? Remember, a tow truck or flatbed can only carry as many passengers as it has seat belts for. If no one is going to be with the vehicle, where will the key be left? The dispatcher should empathize with the towing operator and try to make their job easier. Knowing where the key will be is a reassuring piece of information for that operator. Find out if someone other than the caller will be present at the pickup location. If so, get their name and phone number. They may be more helpful and dependable source of information should a follow-up call be necessary. Knowing what caused the vehicle to become disabled, if indeed it is vital to safe and damage-free towing and transport methods. For example, a commercial vehicle with a differential failure is treated differently than one that is simply shut down and won't restart. A request for a tire change on the traffic side is treated differently than one on the curbside. Without interrogating the caller to the point of torture, find out the details concerning what's going on with their vehicle. The towing operator will be grateful in the end. Your next question needs to address the destination. Find out where the tow call will conclude. If the service is occurring in the overnight hours, make sure you know the hours of operation for body shops, dealerships, and service stations in your area. Be prepared to have alternatives for your customer if the destination of their choosing isn't available to receive their vehicle during the time your company is delivering service. This is the type of thing that you don't want to come as a surprise to your client or the towing operator. Dealing with it on the front end of the call will lead to a more successful outcome. Follow-up questions should include some specific details about their vehicle. If possible, have the caller state if their car is front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. Ask if the vehicle is propelled by alternative fuels or electricity. Are there any special features or modifications that the towing operator needs to be aware of, such as custom ground effects, lowering or lifting kits, or alarm systems? The dispatch of the appropriate tow truck for specialty vehicles like buses, RVs, and motor coaches can be simplified by asking the owner for the tire size on the front of the vehicle and how many axles it has. Giving this information to a heavy-duty towing manager or lead driver can help the dispatcher make a more informed decision about the size wrecker or even trailer to send to relocate the coach. If you've learned that the caller's vehicle is some sort of delivery vehicle or commercial vehicle, find out if it is loaded, and if so, what is the gross vehicle weight? If a commercial motor vehicle is loaded with hazardous materials, it will need a qualified operator to legally tow or transport it. Finally, it is the responsibility of the dispatcher or call taker to determine what the method of payment will be and who is responsible for the bill. Be prepared to offer an estimate of the cost and a realistic ETA during this exchange in the dialogue. To ensure that the information you've gathered is accurate restate the most important details to the caller and give them an opportunity to correct anything that you've said isn't right. Don't let the call conclude without thanking them for giving your company the opportunity to serve them. You must realize that they have options when selecting a service provider, and the fact that they chose you doesn't mean they'll stick with you. Let the way you speak to the client be the first reason for them to offer their loyalty and continued patronage of your company, well beyond this and future calls. Towing operators will agree that one frustration of their job is getting wrong or insufficient information when being dispatched to a call. When the call is taken in a disciplined approach to gathering the right information, the job of the operator is simplified and efficiencies are built in. The dispatcher or call taker will now pass along the data gathered in their survey to the operator. Towing operators, your survey begins by reviewing the dispatch details and mentally preparing yourself for everything that may be required to complete the delivery of service. Think about the location. How will you get there? What route will you take? How will you position your towing or transport vehicle to protect yourself, your clients, and the other road users? How will you exit the vehicle and approach the job? Think about the type of vehicle you're being dispatched to. Rely on experiences from the past to guide you on how you'll interact with it in the present. If you're unfamiliar with the year, make, and model, do an internet search about the casualty's features. Look up things like curb weight and tie-down locations. All of this should be done quickly before you proceed to the call. Once you arrive, introduce yourself to the client or the authority at the scene. Let them know that you'd like to conduct a survey of the scene. Ask for permission to approach the casualty to begin making observations and start collecting information. On routine towing or transport calls, this is where you'll confirm the data from the dispatch order and learn some more information. On recovery scenes, the survey can get a little more technical. The informed operator will seek to find all of the information necessary to make resistance calculations. First and foremost, document the static weight of the vehicle, casualty, or load that you'll be tasked with moving. You'll find throughout Wreckmaster's teaching that knowing the forces on the rigging and tow trucks is of extreme importance. It's impossible to anticipate what these forces are until you know the weight of what needs to be moved. In addition to the static weight, a reasonable estimate for the weight on each axle should be made. Next, the operator needs to assess the environment that the client's vehicle is occupying. If it's the shoulder of the roadway and it's a paved surface, we'll consider that environment a hard surface. If the casualty is body deep in mud, well, that's a little different. That automobile is in what Wreckmaster considers a mire environment. You'll learn through Wreckmaster teaching that resistance is the percentage of a casualty's weight that needs to be moved. Equipped with the knowledge of the casualty weight and its environment, an operator can calculate the resistance and therefore know how much force will be on their rigging and the wrecker. The casualty's path to the roadway or to the top of your carrier deck is another consideration. If it's deep in a ditch or perched on a hillside, the operator must determine what path they'll make the casualty take on its way to the location of their choosing. What obstacles occupy this path? What angles must be overcome to achieve success? How can efficiencies be gained and difficulties be diminished? The casualty's path toward your desired destination should be made into a mental motion picture that you play in your head during the survey portion of the scene discipline. An operator should envision what success looks like and begin formulating a plan to achieve it. I really like applying one of Stephen Covey's habits of successful people in this instance. He states that highly successful people begin with the end in mind. anticipate a successful end, and plan to achieve it. Gathering all the right information during the survey will equip you for the next step of the discipline that we'll talk about next time. I encourage you to consider thinking about whether yours is just a wing-it approach to the job, or do you have a disciplined method for handling opportunities in your career. You owe it to yourself to invest your time in planning for successful outcomes. You'll be a safer and more effective operator when you do. So when a tow, transport, or recovery job is worth doing, it's worth doing correctly. Survey for success and know what needs to be included in a calculated approach to achieving it. For Wreckmaster, I'm Casey Burrows. See you in the ditch.